I got one last scripture, and I believe I will be done. First Samuel chapter 30, starting in verse 1. Now it happened that when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken captive the women and those that were there, from small to great. They did not kill one, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men came to the city, and there it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and daughters had been taken captive. And we're going to jump down to verse 6. It says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of the people was grieved, every man for his son and his daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. Even though things may seem bad in your life, or you may seem in a rut, or whatever is a challenge to you right now, let's move on. Let's go to verse 7, then we'll continue. It says, then David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? Circumstances are temporary, but God's word is eternal. And he answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake him, and without fail recover all. Situations can change. Life can hit you with a curveball. But God's word, on the other hand, will always remain the same. So take his word. Inquire of him. Ask him what it is he would have you to do about this circumstance. What word shall I speak, Lord? What shall I declare? How shall I stand? What shall be the backing for what I speak? What actions shall I take? And the Lord will give you the answer. He may say pursue. He may say step to the left or to the right. But whatever direction he tells you to go, when he told Abraham to leave his home country, he just said go. Abraham didn't know where he was going, but he had to go, and he went and stepped out by faith. So whatever God tells you, just go. Do as he says to do, because in the end, if you follow his word, you will get a favorable result. Amen? So, okay, well. So David went, he and his 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where they were those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, and the 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were weary that they could not cross the brook Besor. Then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David, and they gave him bread and ate, and they led him drink water, and they gave him a piece of cake and cake of fig and two clusters of raisins. Then when he had eaten, he strengthened and came back to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Then David said to him, to whom do you belong, and where are you from? And he said, I'm a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite, and my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick, and may the invasion of the southern area of the Cherethites in the territory that belonged to Judah and of the southern area of Caleb, and we burn Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? And he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to the brook. And when he had brought him down, there they were, spread out over the land, eating and drinking, dancing, because they had great spoils which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. So notice, Lord told him to pursue. And David didn't exactly know where they were, but as he pursued, he got direction. As he took a step of faith, because he could have been, if he had done it on his own, he could have been pursuing in the wrong direction. But because he pursued on God's authority, God led him in the right direction. And when David attacked them from twilight until the evening, and the next day, not a man of them escaped except for 400 men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. In the King James Version, it says, and David recovered all. So whatever the devil's been doing to mess with you, wherever in life you may have slipped up, you shall recover all. If you will listen to the commandments and voice of the Father and follow after his leading, the latter shall be greater than the former. You shall have greater than what you have lost, because God is too good to leave you in a rut. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Bishop.